roast potatoes came out great. Thanks for the recipe.
Don't thank me. Thank Graham Kerr. I'd whip up a chocolate souffle if I could only get my paws around a whisk.
Not to worry. I'll conjure up some ice cream.
There's an eye screaming in the freezer.
Hilda, you asked for ice cream and you got an eye screaming. Well, I think you're coming down with a case of panitis.
Panitis? Me? No way. Probably my subconscious telling me I've been eating too much sugar. Lately, it's become a real monkey on my back.
Hello.
Do I have Davy Jones with the monkeys on my back?
Definitely.
Okay, maybe I've got a touch of panitis.
That's right. No one explain what's going on to the apparition.
I can can. Can you?
Last night, my dad sat me down to talk about goals.
Snore.
Yeah. According to my father, my goals are pass math, start at least one football game, get a part-time job, and date other girls.
Date other girls?
My dad says the teenage years are for getting to know different kinds of girls, so that later on, I'll know what to look for in a mate. Apparently, I'm supposed to watch out for gold diggers.
You really want to do this?
I don't have any choice. It's either that or military school.
I hear that builds character.
I don't know what to do. I'm trapped.
Well, I guess we could see other people, but just as friends.
That's perfect. And it'll only be for a little while. I mean, my dad comes up with new goals for me practically every day. I think last week it was getting through one lousy dinner without a fight.
You still your boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
Right. But I'm the sly. We'll be like Romeo and Juliet.
Right. Except for the taking poison part.
Sabrina, we know Harvey's father is a colossal boob.
But we agree with him on this one.
What? I can't believe you're taking his side.
You're young. You should try new things, meet new people, have lots of wonderful experiences.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
You need to play the field.
Aunt Hilda!
Sorry. That darn panitis flaring up again.
A fine kettle of fish. Say it. Oh, please say it.
Listen, I know it's painful now, but later on, when you're ready to settle down, you'll know what to look for in a mate.
You've got to watch out for gold diggers.
But I already see Harvey less than I want to, and I don't want to date anyone else but him.
Why don't you try a nice witch boy?
Let me say this one more time. Harvey, 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 Harvey!
Oh, just give it a try. Mortal boys, we have a plenta, for which fellas, we need a yenta.
Okay.
All right. So, who's looking?
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Actually, no, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
Is he available for Sabrina?
Kidding. This isn't a good time.
No, it's better that I keep busy. So... All right, now this guy is really cute. He plays the cello and the flute, and both at the same time.
Huh? Harvey hates classical music.
Well then, now this guy, he sails his own yacht, and lucky for you, he just got over his mermaid obsession. Huh? Wish I could say the same for my ex.
Harvey gets seasick.
Look, who's getting this date? You or this Harvey guy? Huh?
Sorry. I think I have to pass.
Well, Sabrina, some of these boys are pretty cute. If I were 200 years younger.
Yes, still believed in love.
Look, I just want Harvey and Harvey wants me. Neither of us can imagine being with anyone else. You have a date already?
Not really a date. My dad set me up with the daughter of one of his clients. You know, the guy who owns Senior Beefos?
I love that place! But not anymore.
You gonna be okay?
Me? I'm fine. I have a date this weekend, too.
You?
With who? You know, the guy.
What guy?
The guy we met at the place.
What place?
The place where we... Why aren't you good at this? Good at what?
So what's new with your love life?
Well, things are definitely looking up. I just got the brochure from that convent. Here's the deal. I need a date. I need one now.
Okay. By the way, he called.
How about that blonde guy you showed me?
No, taken.
Already?
Well, it's Friday at 5. You snooze, you lose. You hesitate, you lose a date. You linger, you...
All right.
There must be somebody.
I have the perfect boy for you. He's a cyclops. Yes, he is, but he's a very good dancer. He does have a tendency to bite, though. Uh-oh. Oh, look, he's got a date already. Well, you drag your feet, you don't get to
just
meet
go.
Him.
I liked her better when she was depressed.
Roz Chess just slays me.
I know who we can set Sabrina up with. Pete and Sheila's boy. What's his name?
What's the matter? Can I cut your tongue?
Imagine the grooming possibilities.
Oops, sorry. Still got a little bit of penitis.
Ah, it's got cat hair on it.
Welcome to my life.
I remember that boy's name. Dante.
That's it.
Oh, that's a great idea. He's adorable, smart, cute, laughs all the time.
Great.
Of course, we haven't seen him since he was 3 months old.
He must be your age by now.
Dante, this is the coolest vacuum cleaner I've ever seen.
Well, it's great for flying, but it's a little bulky for cleaning under the bed. Yeah, this guy's supposed to have the fastest fast food this side of Limbo.
May I take your order?
Two gotta go burgers.
Coming at you.
Wow. That is fast.
Two chocolate shakes?
Right away.
And we'll split an order of fries.
Okay.
Hey!
Sorry, it's my first day.
Mind if I smoke?
I really don't like cigarettes.
I meant to ham.
You know, I hate to say it, but we're a million light years from home. I really should be heading back.
First, close your eyes. I got a surprise. Okay, open up.
A star! It's so pretty!
I was gonna say the same thing about you.
What are you doing?
I'm tired of this happening. I want you to take this penitis medicine.
Stay away from me. The last time you brewed a home remedy, it tasted like gym shorts.
But this is different.
No!
There.
Oh, I swear, sometimes you are such a dictator.
Hilda?
Oops.
Finally, someone I can talk baseball with.
I didn't know blind dates were supposed to be this much fun.
Me neither.
Out a little late, are we? Get in this house before the neighbors see.
Good night.
Bye.
So he showed me all the cool spots in the universe. Oh, and then he took me out for hamburgers. I almost forgot. I had them save you guys my leftovers.
How thoughtful.
Oh, and look what Dante gave me when the date was over.
Oh, what a sweet boy.
I remember the first time a boy gave me a star. Next thing I knew, three wise men were at the door.
Oh, good night.
Good night.
Sweet dreams. You seem so happy. Oh, remember how we used to stay up Friday night telling each other about our dates?
We haven't done that in ages.
I know. We haven't done that in ages because we haven't had dates in ages.
Well, at least we have each other. Oh, my heavens, I'm living with my sister. I've got to call that Yenta.
So how was your date? Really fun. But now I'm worried about Harvey.
Why?
Well, I don't know how he's going to take it. I mean, we weren't actually supposed to like the people we went out with.
Oh, haven't you heard? He had a great time on his date, too.
He did?
Apparently his date's a model or something. Isn't that not particularly good information?
Hey, Sabrina. You gonna finish that burrito?
I had a great time on my date, too.
Oh, good.
This is silly. I mean, we can like other people and still like each other.
You're right. I mean, we're just doing this for our parents anyway.
We're getting awfully grown up about this, huh?
Very mature.
So what's he like?
Okay, what's he like?
Okay. Hey, since we're being so mature about this, how about the next time we go out on blind dates, we go together?
Double date? Great idea.
Looks like everyone's a winner. Oh,
Excuse me. I have to go listen to one of my mom's Janis Ian albums.
Sure you're all right with this?
Absolutely. I'd love to meet
Jean.
Jean. Jean? I never liked the name Jean.
I never cared for the name Mildred.
I'm curious to see what she's like, but Jean? I mean, Jean's not a name. It's a pair of pants.
Actually, I think Jean's a very lovely name.
What are you doing here? Nobody made a pun.
Are you asking me?
Oh, keep it down. We've got company.
So, what do you say? You and I go out cruise for chicks?
No.
Dante, come in.
Hey, how you doing? You look great. Wow. Better lock my vacuum.
So, feel like going bowling?
Why not? There's a first for everything.
You've never gone bowling before?
Are you kidding me? I've never even been in the mortal realm before.
Oh, this can't be good.
So, this is an authentic mortal realm house, huh? Man, you guys must laugh all day.
Yeah. Light switches, wallpaper, my sides hurt all the time. Look, there's something you should know. You can't use any magic down here.
You're kidding.
I'm serious.
Hey, it's your world. I'm just bowling in it. And these are...
stairs?
Yeah, I knew that.
But you have to walk down them.
Get out.
Wait here, I'll grab my bag.
You know, I can handle this.
Whoa! You can still bowl, right?
Let me get this straight. You're supposed to roll the ball down there and hit all those pins. Without using magic.
Yep.
I don't think it's gonna catch on. So, who are we meeting here?
My friend Harvey and his date Jean. Jean goes to private school. Probably has her own credit card, one of those little Miss Perfects, you know the type.
Yeah. So you two have had your share of run-ins, huh?
No, I've never met.
Hey, Sabrina. This is Jean.
It is so nice to meet you.
And this is Dante.
Cool name.
Jean's awfully all right. Let's encase her in mud.
No magic.
I don't think I either.
Leave them alone.
So how about I get everybody a soda?
Walk much?
You have a lot of choices there. Look, I have to go. I have to meet someone.
Oh, your old boyfriend?
No, my therapist. Now, suffice it to say that a 450-year-old man who washes dogs for a living is not exactly someone that you want to stake your future on. So, enjoy.
On your mark, get set, drool.
Hi, my name is Steve. I'm 35 years old. I have my PhD in astronomy.
Loser.
I'm the one looking for a date here. Why don't you go wait in the kitchen?
I'll be quiet.
Out now.
Hi, I'm Jerry. I'm an attorney. And I guess the best thing about me is that...
I'm a big, fat weeb.
Hilda!
So it was our third date, and Harvey took me to a pizza-eating contest.
Two large pizzas in 15 minutes, including the crust.
We won second prize, free calzone.
To this day, whenever I burp, it smells like pepperoni.
Impressive.
I forgot to tell you, his father's in the circus.
I'm Larry, and I'm writing my dissertation on the Roman poet Catullus. But on weekends, I like to cut loose with haiku.
He doesn't seem so bad.
A big hello to all the ladies out there. The name's Salem, but you can call me Dr. Love.
What are you doing in there?
Hey, I got wants and needs that a scratching post just can't fulfill. Man, that hologram makes me look fat.
Hey, you want me to get your bowling shoes?
Thanks, that'd be great.
Don't bother. I already got her some.
Right. I didn't realize you were such a hardcore bowler.
Oh, yeah, I bowl a lot. At home.
Really? Well, we better get our stuff.
Cut it out, would you?
Lighten up. I'm just trying to keep myself amused. These mortals are boring.
Hey, I'm half mortal, you know.
Really? You don't look it.
Who's next?
Hi, my name's Ron.
I guess my biggest achievement is my Nobel Prize in science. But I'm not a nerd. I also have one in literature. And I do have a dark side. I've got my fair share of parking tickets.
Oh, sounds dangerous. This is the guy for me. He's smart, he's attractive, and he's exciting. What do you guys think?
Snore.
Right. Don't say that.
Don't worry. You'll get the hang of it.
How did you do that?
Just do it the way I did it. You get the hang of it.
I've never seen anything like that. Except on the Flintstones.
Flowers? Champagne? What did you bring for Zelda?
I hope your sister's half as much fun as you.
Half's about right. Zelda, Ron's here.
What do you think?
He's cute. Funny. He's a real dear.
I'm so sorry. There's something very wrong with you.
You're still going out with him?
Yes, we're going to see my best friend's wedding.
Had enough? You couldn't beat me if you had three arms. Oh, that's so, huh?
Man, that was weird. Look at that.
Told my dad these were cheap hats.
Aunt Hilda? Oh, hi. I was hungry for some cereal. Tried to conjure a bowl.
You gotta help me. Dante's out of control. He won't stop using his magic.
Harvey?
Let's see. Have you tried using a power outage spell?
Ooh, good idea.
Do you think they serve cornflakes here? Best be heading home. Good thing I wasn't in the mood for baked Alaska, huh? Shoot, man, is it cold here?
You haven't been nice, you haven't been cordial, so for the next 5 minutes, you're gonna be mortal.
Hey, you gave me a power outage.
It's timeout, mister.
So that makes it 175 to 16.
You guys want
to
go double or nothing?
In a sec. 8, 9, 5 minutes. Spell's over. It's party time.
Oh, no. Time for plan B. Oh, no, there is no plan B. Your hat's slipping.
Beginning to get a real feel for this game.
No!
Dante?
What?
Date's over.
Fine, I'm out of here. What's the point in hanging out with mortals if you can't torture them?
Hi, I'm done with hats for a while. Where'd Harvey go?
He went home. Forgot to feed us fish.
Well, I can't believe he just leave me here. What kind of guy would do that?
We just went over that. Harvey. He said he was sorry.
Thought he really liked me.
Sorry. Gotta go.
Cheese good.
He seems sort of dumb.
He's a pinhead.
Rock and rubble, thunder and wind, release this poor schlub from his bowling pin.
How'd I get here? Hi, Sabrina.
Geez, good.
There's a little residual pinheadedness.
Harvey, you look tired. Maybe you should go home. You know, just...
Home?
Yeah.
Sabrina, we have to apologize. I'm sorry we set you up with Dante, that anti-mortal creep.
He turned out to be nothing but a big bonehead.
Hey. And they say all puns are bad.
Come on, I got my school pictures tomorrow.
Great news, I finally got a date.
See, it was just a matter of time.
A third cousin's okay, right?
Sure. See ya.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Have you talked to Jean?
I keep calling, but she doesn't answer the phone. What'd I do wrong?
Hello? Harvey, it's for you.
Hello? Jean?
Harvey? This is weird. I don't even remember dialing the phone. But I have been thinking about you.
Really? Me too.
I'll love you this year. I'll love you next year. And then forever.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
I'll always need you. I'll never leave you. I'll love you forever. You know, these kind of things never happen to Peter Tork.
Why are you smiling? It's a sad song.
Because I have a date.
With who?
Are you ready, love? Could we go to a restaurant? You know, it's been 3 days and nobody's fed me. Okay, oh, we got it. One last time. After three, this leg to the left.
Got it. It's like line dancing.
You ready? One, two, three.
Ow! Sorry.
David, do I have to do this next to her?
That's all right. We had this problem with Mickey and Mike, but it all worked out. Are you ready? You ready, ladies? Here we go. One more time. Wait a minute. One thing. Who's got their hand on my bum?
That would be me.
One, two, three, ready.
I'm on my friend's floor.
Can I go home now?